Log Talk Radio.
It's the Morning Show.
Okay, you want to rehearse it one time before we go in there?
With award-winning journalist Cheryl Smith.
I'm good. I'm not that good.
Bringing you informative, enlightening, thought-provoking, inspiring, and entertaining talk radio.
Stand up real quick. Come on. Come on. We gotta stand. Yo, everybody, come get your bounce on. Get your bounce on. Get your bounce on. Don't be cute with it. You gotta get. Come on. Fifth ward. Fourth ward. Come on. Sing it.
Never thought that I would come.
Think I wanna hit the moon.
Wake up, everybody, no more sleeping in bed. No more back to thinking, time for thinking ahead. The world has changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war and poverty.
Good morning, good morning. Welcome to the world, according to Drew. I'm Andrew Wickham live. As you can still hear Harold Melvin in the background. Wake up, everybody. It is Sunday, November 17th, 2023. I am your host, Andrew Wickham, live from Studio 8 this morning. What a beautiful morning. As always, read your African-American newspapers no matter where you are. You have a conglomerate of news resources led by the great Cheryl Smith. No excuse for the news, because we have iMessenger, which is my iMessenger, Texas Metro News, and the Garland Journal. No excuse, as you can hear in the background, no more sleeping in bed, I tell you. What a beautiful day. What an awesome day to be here this morning. We have so much going on, so little time to talk about it. Some of the things we will talk about this morning. Let's talk about the acquittal of Ken Patrick. Oh, my God. What is going on? Are we really about the business of taking care of business, or are we just taking care of few? We'll get some folks on this morning. We'll talk about that as well. I am just stunned with all the evidence and people within the office turning him in, and he still walks away with an acquittal. What is this world? People are breaking laws left and right. They don't look like me. It had it been me, oh, they first piece, I would have been out in the street, out in Austin, on 6th Street, having a good time. It's simply shameful. And we'll read some of the comments that our own State Senator Royce West had to say about that, and I'll read a few of those quotes a little bit later. American Red Cross declares a national blood shortage. A lot has been going on. You know, we need blood storage in order to just keep things afloat. People are in need of blood. It's a shortage, and we'll talk about some of the reasons why this is going on. Gun violence. I've talked about this 1,000 times. 1,000 times with the gun violence. And people's continuously seem to ignore the fact that you have to be 21 to at least get a permit. And we need that. We absolutely need that. I just get upset just thinking about what these kids are getting their hands on, what these parents are allowing these kids to do. It is absolutely a travesty for all of this to be going on. A travesty. I cannot mention that enough of how this is played into our society. I am hurt. I am literally hurt when it comes to things of this nature. How we sit up here and not think about someone else other than ourselves, our families. Your family, yes, but does protection go beyond the homestead? You know, if you want to have your gun, fine, but the numbers are just going up and up and up. You look at Uvalde, they're now studying with their actions. You know, here it is a year, year and a half later. Come on, America. We need to get this thing fixed, quick, fast, and in a hurry. Don't forget, at the top of the hour, we'll give you historically black colleges and universities results. Some great games on yesterday. We've been thinking about the game, and I'm just being a sports guy. I stayed up all night and watched the Colorado and Colorado State. Isn't that something? Boy, this thing is really, really moving forward, and we need to go on with these. And when I say these college sports, it's just a lot going on, folks, I tell you. The Pac-12 is going to be very interesting this year, and we will be following that a little bit later as they go back. So that means that Coach Prime will get a little bit maybe in Dallas. They may have a game or two. I could see Jerry Jones drawing that to Jerry's World. I really can see that. But it was a great, great Saturday. I'm excited. Great Saturday in Tallahassee. It's just amazing. Amazing what's going on. We're going to have a few guests on this morning. At the top of the hour, of course, we're going to have Dr. Rodriguez on. I was looking for Mr. Hubbard to come in and join the likes of this team this morning, and he may step up here very, very shortly. You know, again, so much is going on. In the spirit of football, I want to make sure that we get every inkling of the football magic of the year. Give you a little bit of FAMU just to get you in the right mindset. Because, you know, a lot of people, you know how we are. You know how we are. We're going to keep it real and just let you know, just give you a little rendition of what black college football is all about. We'll be right back. Yes, we're back. We're back. We're back. We must get things done. I tell you, so much is going on. So little time to talk about. You know, as we mentioned before, always read your African-American newspapers, no matter where you are. We have a conglomerate of news resources led by the great Cheryl Smith. You know, I'm going to read some things here a little bit later, but this is kind of Andrew Wiggum Unplugged. I am just so upset that justice has not prevailed. When you have staffers, people who are close, and not just one person, but two or three people out of your office, and you still able to walk away unscathed. And I have a concern about that. Is that, is everybody above the law? Is everybody able to do dirt and not be responsible? We're playing politics by lines. You know, it's not by bipartisan views. It's by party. Just party. Ain't by. It's only. And then now they're threatening those who went by, I mean, those state senators that went against Patrick. Come on. Come on. We're so busy about control. How about what are we doing for the citizens of the great state of Texas? What message are you sending to kids? Let's lie to stay where we are? You've been lying for years. Lying for years. Come on, when are we going to get this thing straightened out? When? You got kids that will watch this. This is social studies, history, 101, everything, Texas history. You name it, and our kids are watching. And what are we doing morally to our children? Are we destroying truth? The ability to provide the truth, or are we going to always try to cover up our misdoings? And to let you know what that means when you cover up, it's called lying. So if we're lying at this level, what are we saying to our children? Johnny, did you do your homework? Yeah, the dog ate it. Or I left it in my mom's car. I left it at McDonald's. So do we excuse that? Do we actually excuse that? That is beyond my thought process. It is a situation that the world is watching. And with a presidential election, are we trying to set a precedent that you don't have to tell the truth? You lie? What are we doing, America? What are we doing, Texas? What are we doing? We're going to lie away. To keep it our way, your way, crazy, crazy. We're not setting the table the way it should be set. There are enough things going on in this world, around this world, that we need to maintain, to stay focused, to be able to present the truth in every possible situation. What is going on, America? What is going on? My heart goes out to those folks who actually told the truth. And they're going to be railroaded for the rest of their life. Railroaded. Can you believe that? Actually railroaded. How do you work that? How do you work that? I'm just hurt. I am absolutely hurt that we're not giving a true example to our kids. What is it going to take? For those who are listening, I am Andrew Wiggum, live from Studio A this morning, bringing it to you this morning. Again, we're going to look at Ken Patrick. We'll look at American Red Cross again, declares a national blood shortage. Gun violence again against a cop sitting in his car. And then we'll look at some mass shootings from Labor Day to now. We've missed it the last couple of weeks, and we want to make sure that we cover that. But there's a lot going on in this country, a lot going on in this world. We had the big deal over in Russia. One of Russia's oldest allies is helping Ukraine. What does that mean? That Putin is losing power. You know, you don't have to be a rocket scientist for that. You know, people have gone to bed with other countries over the years and will guilty as well. But when they realize that you're up to no good, or you're not as strong as you thought you were, or you're not as strong as you once was, put it that way, then people are fleeing. And the Ukrainians are seeking help from everyone. You know, they're undermanned, and it takes other countries to support their causes. And it's just a travesty that all of this is going on when we could just all live in harmony. Are you willing to sacrifice your personal gains for the benefit of those who follow you? Those are not true in any form of democracy, any form of government. It should be for the people. And we know we're in this country, we're suffering from that as well, of not being able to get what we need in order to make it happen. That is just a travesty within itself. It's about 29 after the hour. Some other things that we're going to continue to look at. We look at the UAW strike. It's going on. Some of the major car manufacturers, General Motors, Ford, Chrysler, all going through this little spiel here. And if you know like I know, you know, everyone, I've been affiliated with unions, and I understand the importance of unions trying to uphold the standard for their employees. Everyone has their own agenda, but yet and still, it's about those folks making top quality vehicles as well as providing funds for their home, and that's what they're fighting for. They're willing to sacrifice the money, stand for a cause. And I'm always about, if you don't stand for something, you'll fall for anything. And that's just something that we need to back them, pray that they are able to reach an agreement. And when they get the agreement, they go back to work and support their cause, support their families. And they're going up, folks, and I mentioned the UAW, United Auto Workers, striking against the top three. And, of course, the top three is General Motors, Chrysler Jeep, should I say, and what they're calling the General Motors, Ford, and Stellantis for the third day. And Stellantis, if I'm not mistaken, is your your Chrysler and your Jeep. And we'll make sure. I don't want to give you any false information there, but we will get this to you as we speak. For those who are listening, tell your friends, we are live every Sunday morning here, and we want to make sure that you get what you want. We are very open about you guys. Just come on in. Let us know what's going on in your world. You know, Stellantis offers rise inflation protection measures up to the UAW strikes continue. We mentioned that. Ford and GM are continuing negotiations that hike this offers to the UAW include pay raises of nearly 21%, including immediate 10%. So they want a slide scale. Now, one thing I can tell you about the people who are picketing, they're relying on their union, because if they don't do what they need to do as a union, then they select somebody else. It's not quite that easy, but yes, they can. The people who pay the dues can also dictate what's going on with their labor management, a labor agreement that what needs to be done. So right now, Ford and General Motors will continue to offer profit sharing to their workers according to new deals and offer releases. These were released by the company. They're looking for better conditions, maybe less hours, more money. It's all about the money. All about the money. And it is going down. So some of your favorite, today I'm going to go out, and I apologize for not going out yesterday, and just see how all this is going on and how it's going to affect us with the sticker prices. I'm going to go out to Ford and do my own little research. Maybe the Chrysler, General Motors, and just see how is it affecting. You know, just go out and check prices today and then go back out there within a day or so, and we'll be able to see the influx of this particular strike. I tell you, I have some association with union to understand what it's all about, to make sure that you represent your people to the fullest, making sure that they understand it may be some hard roads ahead, but be patient. It's all about the art of negotiation, give and take. I give you five, you give me five, I give you five more, but they may only give three. Is this acceptable? So people lean on their union to do what's best what's best for the people that they represent. And not only that, if they're not doing the job that the people who are part of the union, then they consider voting in other people. So it's a lot of things based on this, and it's going to be interesting because it's really, really putting people in bad predicaments as far as their families. And if people are not making cars, guess who's stuck with the bill? It's the consumers. So we need you folks. Pray hard for them. Hopefully the great things will lead them in the right direction as they go through this. It's about 8:36. I'm waiting for Dr. Rodriguez to come on at the top of the hour. I see we have Cheryl Smith on, maybe talk a little bit about this situation that I mentioned earlier about Mr. Patrick there in Austin, Texas. And I apologize right there, trying to get some things through. Excuse me. Ken Paxton, Attorney General. I am just getting it all confused this morning. But again, Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton acquitted in the impeachment trial. There's a nice spread that Senator Royce West has put in the our daily blurb, and we're going to check on that and maybe get some ideas or some thoughts, not so much ideas, but some thoughts from our leader. Let me pull this back up for us. I tell you, this morning, everything seems to be going cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs, but that's good. We're good with it. And as I mentioned earlier, folks, the people that we're entrusting with our political lives, are they really about us or about themselves? That is the question. Are they about us or are they about themselves? And let's see if our leader, Cheryl, wants to get in. I'm going to go ahead and press a mic. Good morning, Cheryl. I know you may be a little busy, but I want to hear your take, and I'm going to read what Senator West has to say about it. Good morning. Welcome to the world according to Drew. All right, she dropped the call. That's fine. She'll come back on, so have no fear. All right. Now, some of the things that we're looking at with this acquittal is that, and I will read from this, it says the following statement was issued by State Senator Royce West on the outcome of the vote of the Articles of Impeachment of Warren Kenneth Paxton Jr., who was voted not guilty on all 16 articles that were tried in this Texas state, all 16. And I quote, "This verdict unfortunately sanctioned a new standard of conduct for elected officials in Texas. These decisions will impact the standards by which elected officials may conduct themselves for the next 100 years. He went on to say there will be those who say that the House managers did not meet their burden of proof, and they may be true in some articles. However, in my opinion, Article 9 involved bribery. The House proved beyond all doubt that Nate Paul employed Paxton's mistress, paid for a secret Uber account for Paxton's personal use, and allowed the Attorney General of Texas to participate in an illicit affair. This, while he had almost unfettered access to the Attorney General." Now, some key things there as we read. Bribery, Uber account for mistress. Now, his wife is a senator, and she sits. She had to excuse herself because of the nature of the case. And you're hearing all this. What the heck is going on? What is going on? When you hear this, when you can hear this, I wish I had what's going on. Let's listen to a little Marvin Gaye with this, because this is crazy.
I just want to ask a question. Who really can save a world in despair? Who really can?
Mother, There's too many of you crying. Brother, brother, brother.
25, it's going to be a black male in a white t-shirt.
There's far too many of you dying.
14 million more
you
Americans
know
would be
we've
uninsured
got to find
next
a
year.
Way.
This deadly mass shooting
to bring
in Parkland,
some
Florida,
loving here today. Yeah. Father, Father, we don't need to escalate. You see, war is not the answer, for only love can conquer hate. You know we've got to find a way to bring some love and kids here today. Oh, picket lines and picket signs. Punish me with brutality. Talk to me so you can see. What's going on, baby? Yes, I want to know, yeah, what's going on right now, people.
We all want to know what's going on. I tell you, it's just unbelievable. Some of the things that has been transpiring here in this country, I tell you, in the state of Texas itself, is wild. We'll have some guys calling in to find out what's going on, literally what's going on around the world, and some of the things that have happened right here in your neck of the woods. It's about 46 after the hour. Having a couple of technical difficulties, I'm able to get through to you here. Want to make sure that everyone can be heard. We'll get some more people on just to see what's going on, literally, what's going on. We're going to play just a little music so we can kind of get a feel of what's going on here at the station. Play a little bit of My Brother, He Ain't Heavy. We'll put that on for you.
places in my life and time. I've sung a lot of songs, I've made some bad ones. I've acted out my life in stages with 10,000 people watching. But we're alone now, and I'm singing this song to you. I know your image of me is what I hope to be. I treated you unkindly, but darling, can't you see? There's no one more important to me. We're alone now, and I'm singing this song to you. You taught me precious secrets of a true love, holding nothing. You came out in front when I was hiding. Listen to the melody, 'cause my love is in there hiding.
That was the late, great Donny Hathaway. I tell you, singing this song for you. I tell you, so much is going on, folks, and I'm just taken aback over what happened in our state capitol here in the state of Texas. Just unbelievable how this young man could walk away with nothing, absolutely nothing attached. What is this world going to? We try to live in such a way that is wholesome, and when you have politicians that are really just not doing what they're supposed to be doing. And the Attorney General in the state of Texas, Ken Paxton, he beats impeachment. You know, we get stuck on party lines. We're forgetting the truth. We're forgetting what is actually, well, what has actually been committed by various people. Again, let me read what Senator, State Senator Royce West had to say, and then we'll get some callers in to give us their opinion. This is the following statement that was issued by State Senator Royce West, Democrat of Dallas, the outcome of vote in the articles of impeachment of Warren Kenneth Paxton Jr., who was voted not guilty in all 16 articles that were tried in the Texas Senate. And I quote from Senator West, "This verdict unfortunately sanctioned a new standard of conduct for elected officials in Texas. These decisions will impact the standards by which elected officials may conduct themselves for the next 100 years. He went on to say, in fact, the evidence was so strong, it showed the Uber account was connected to one of Paul's credit cards and was issued by Paxton to visit residences of his mistress, Laura Olson, and Nate Paul. Okay? Residence of mistress, Laura Olson. Paxton's wife is a state senator that she was excused because of her relationship with her husband. Now, how would you feel if now your public business is in the street, that your mistress is connected to your credit card, the Uber account's going there? Paxton has got away with murder, literally. And the murder is to the citizens of Texas. All the misdoings. Now, it's the tip of the iceberg, because I look at what November may bring. We know what's been going on in Georgia with the potential tampering, or people accusing Georgia of tampering with the votes. They were guilty, arraigned. They got their bond together and got out. And I said, isn't it funny, of all the people who were brought into Georgia, only one had to stay, and it was a brother. I know he had some other things, but why is it always us? Us that's always behind on situations like this. This is really something I'm looking at. It's mind-boggling that here in 2023, that things are still going on like 1960. The violence is not so much the gun. Yes, there is some gun violence out there. But it's the persecution of character, persecution of the offices of our black politicians. What can we do? We know what to do. You vote. Don't always assume. And it's Sunday morning, I won't discuss that part of it. But again, you cannot assume that everything is going to go their way. You fight to the end. If it goes that way, so be it. You live to go another round. You keep going and going and going. But if we ignore the political process and not vote, then this incident will continue to happen, not only in Texas, but throughout the continental United States, Alaska, and Hawaii. You got to put them in as well. I was just so stunned. I did so much yesterday thinking that I started in the morning with this case. I thought they had him dead in the water. And then all of a sudden you see what's going on. Some of the Republicans that voted against him, they're going to get some backlash. But just don't vote because he's your colleague. You do what's right for not only yourself, but for the citizens that you represent. And I think our state senators failed us collectively. Some did vote the other way, but they failed us collectively as citizens of the state and all the other citizens within the state. It's just unbelievable. For those who are listening, you listen to Andrew Wiggum, Welcome to the World, According to Drew. I'm live in Studio A this morning. If you want to say something, just need you to press 1 and I'll bring you on board. Having a few technical difficulties, but we're in here. We have some folks from some other area codes just interested in what you have to say about that. And also, if you want to bring something to our attention, that's going on in your neck of the woods, please feel free. All I ask is that you respect the fact that it is Sunday morning, and we'll refrain from any profanity of sorts. All right. So all you have to do is press 1. We were having some technical difficulties on the board, but we're going to get you squared away here this morning. I'm still just very, very upset over this, because in the past we were told if they were able to shoot someone in broad daylight, they will be able to get away with it, murder. Well, in this case, with all the evidence that they're showing connections with state funds and credit cards, with Uber rides to a mistress, I'm wondering how the missus felt. She had to refrain from excuse herself from the voting process. But you're in there listening. You're sitting there witnessing what transpired state Senate chambers. Now, either she put on a poker face or some repercussions will occur after this. Who knows? Who knows? So as Teddy would say, a Luther, what a shining moment, was right there, and the world was exposed to what had been going on in the state of Texas. Accountability. That's what we need more of from our politicians. It's just crazy, absolutely crazy, of what was going on in those chambers. The accountability is a fact of conditioning, of being accountable. It puts it back, but we're going to look at it, the ability to be accountable. Responsibility, lack of accountability has corroded public respect. Willingness to accept the responsibility is what accountability is. Willingness to accept the responsibility. As the Attorney General, where is the responsibility? Where are you responsible to the people of Texas? Where you are accountable for things that will reflect or shine light, whether it's bright or negative, in the state of Texas. It's a dark day. It's a dark day. When I left the television on yesterday, I knew, I felt in my heart that they had enough to roll forward. But they voted by a partisan and kept him in. What a dark day for Texas. What a dark day. We're going to move right along. Feel free if you have any comments or want to bring anything to the table, just press 1 and I'll get to you. I'm going to refresh the board so that we can make sure we get some good responses here from you all. So please feel free. And Madam President, just test it. Just press it. I won't come to you. Just press it. I want to make sure that everything's working effectively here. All right. Some of the other things I need you to focus on, as I've mentioned throughout this year, gun violence. A cop is fatally shot inside his cruiser. Inside his cruiser. Folks, if we don't get this gun control under control, it's going to be hell in a handbasket. Again, you can bear arms, and when you're bearing arms, for the wrong reason, getting these assault rifles, and you're a hunter, if you even shoot a deer with these ARs and AKs and everything, what are you going to have left? What are you going to have left? Everything's going to be grounded up by the time you shoot or the bullet hits. We are, you're able to protect your family. But I think people are doing it because they want to be in that revolution. We want to curb your appetite when it comes to knowledge of what the past has done to get us where we are today. Trying to curb it. And I am a firm believer, and I say this everywhere I speak, how do you know where you're going when you don't know where you've been? You want to erase where I've been, because where I've been will lead me not, if it's not favorable, I won't go in that direction again. Or just you know what the outcome is going to be and you move forward. Charter new territory. It is crazy out here. Crazy. And if we can let politicians get away, can you imagine? This is just the tip of the iceberg of what other politicians may do in the future. This is crazy to me. Absolutely crazy. It's about 4 minutes after the hour. We're looking for the doctor to call today. She was scheduled to come on. There may be some things going on, but we'll continue until she calls in. Other national news is that there's a national blood shortage. All right, I did see it tipped against. Can you tip it again, Cheryl? I did see it on the board, but I was looking at my notes. We're having a few technical difficulties. Got some new internet in, everything. So just trying to make sure that we get everybody in. I did see her flash. And for those who are on the line, if you want to comment on some things, just press 1 and I'll bring you on. Let me bring you back up to speed. That the Attorney General for the state of Texas has been acquitted. 16, Paxton. Ken Paxton. 16 count. Even had people talking about a credit card connected to Uber where he would go and see his mistress. I've seen it all. I've heard it all. I've heard it all. And the sad thing, again, his wife is a state senator. A state senator in the state of Texas. And she's hearing all of this. I feel like Johnny Gill right now. My, my, my. All of this. I'm going to move on. We'll come back. National blood shortage. The American Red Cross is asking for people to donate. You know, we've had a lot of natural disasters, school starting, you know, it's just a lot going on. They're in need of blood. They need platelets. They definitely need O positive just due to everything. We're coming out of COVID. A lot of people are not going in and giving blood. So if you've been a donor in the past, please, you know, get back there and help them out and spread the word, not only in this community, but throughout this country that we live in. We need all communities to chip in. What was that old saying? Now's the time to come to the aid of your fellow man or fellow woman in this case. So So we're going to move forward on that. We're waiting on Dr. Rodriguez to give us some helpful hints on our health. Dr. Rodriguez, if you're on, press 1 for me. Okay, we're still looking, and we have not seen her this morning, but hopefully we can get her on. You know, I started talking, folks, a little bit earlier about this gun violence. Let me give you an idea of what has been going against us for the last month or so. And we're going to go back to Labor Day of this month and just give you an idea. Since the 3rd, with the shooting, we had in Galveston, Texas, we had 2 people killed, 2 injured, a total of 4 people. And I can read that 2 men were killed and 2 others were wounded in an early morning house party in the West End. That's in Galveston, Texas. A man was killed and 3 were wounded in High Point, North Carolina. A man died and 3 others were shot in a gang-related shooting in Freeport, Illinois, on the 3rd, all on the 3rd. And remember, the 3rd was Labor Day. An 18-year-old man injured 5 people, including a toddler and another teenager, during a dispute in a home in Northwest Atlanta before killing himself. 18 years old. Folks, we got some work to do. Can you remember when you were 18? The world was an oyster. That's what I was taught. You won't know until you crack the oyster open what's inside. I pass that on to my kids. Any group I speak to, I make sure I let them know that the world is your oyster. And here's an 18-year-old. 18-year-old killing himself. Gun control, you got to lock them up. I remember to this day, my parents used to put our firearms in the upper shelf in their closet to the right, far right. I knew where it was. But it was no way in Sam Hill I was going to get close to it. Because I knew the consequences if I put my hands on it. And you folks with guns around your house and you have kids, give them those consequences as well. Because curiosity definitely kills a cat. But we don't want them hurting themselves or others. So if you have a gun box, put it in a gun box. Make sure that these kids cannot get to it. All right. In Birmingham, 2 women were killed and 3 other were injured at a hospital. That's in Birmingham, Alabama. And remember, most recently they had celebrated the bombing or they went back over what transpired over 50 years ago there in Birmingham at the 16th Street Church, Baptist Church. And I tell you all, if you ever get a chance to go through Birmingham, not far off I-20, you can go to that church where the bombing occurred, and then right across the street is the African-American Museum with Dr. Fred Shuttlesworth standing right there. His statue is erected right there in the yard. And you're talking about history. I learned more history, maybe in Sunday school. Then as I got older, I read a little bit more. And it's amazing. Talk to your family. Family probably have so much history that they can convey or share with you. My uncle that joined our family in 19 by marriage in 1970 grew up in Birmingham and made me aware of an all-black township called Roosevelt Alabama. And for those who are listening, have you heard of Roosevelt, Alabama? They had their own black township, like Tulsa, Rosemead, Florida, Tulsa, Oklahoma, Chubb, Georgia. I'm sure it's townships throughout this country. But he talked about how, as a little boy, their dads were out protecting their neighborhood. Excuse me. Those are the things that we need to know. We need to spread that folklore to our children and let them understand the true history and not so much his story that we're getting in our schools. It just breaks my heart every day I think about what DeSantis is doing in Florida. Woke. I will say this until I die. How can you know where you're going when you don't know where you've been? Trying to erase the history. Are you kidding me? Erase. That's a travesty within itself. We'll go on Indianapolis, Indiana on the 10th of September. Five women were injured in a fight escalated on the city's northwest side. Detroit, Michigan, the same day. Two people are dead. Two others are wounded after a shooting at Detroit's west side that police say stemmed from a fight. Palm Bay, Florida. Four teenagers were injured during the night at an apartment complex. And then on the 13th, four people were injured during a night in North Philadelphia. So, folks, we have to get this under control. 21, get with your politicians in your area. We need to push this gun control measure. Well, you have to be 21 to purchase. At 18, you don't know what you're doing. You say you feel this way, but it's only a tip of the iceberg that you've experienced some things. So we need to push. We need to push forward on that. I think we have Dr. Rodriguez on. Dr. Rodriguez, if you're here, please press 1. So I can see, I don't know, new internet, trying to make it better. And all of a sudden, everything stops. Dr. Rodriguez, are you here? Unmute if you're on. Okay, she's not here. We had some good stuff to talk about today. Great things. This is September 17th. The summer is officially over, but a lot of families are getting together. Excuse me, getting together as we speak. And I just always love the fact that we talk about still doing football seasons throughout this country. And we're going to get some black college sports here very shortly. It's the top of the hour. And here we go. Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the World According to Drew. I'm Andrew Wiggum, live from Studio A, giving you all the highlights from my historically black colleges and universities, featuring schools from the SWAC, MEAC, and the SIAC. In football action on yesterday, Temple defeats Norfolk State 41-9. Grambling State over Florida Memorial 58-22. Richmond over Delaware State 38-6. Hampton defeats Howard in the Battle of the H's 35-34. 24th-ranked UCLA defeats North Carolina Central 59-7. Arkansas Pine Bluff victorious in the squeaker over Miles College 21-20. Towson in the Battle of Maryland over Morgan State 20-10. Elon over North Carolina A&T 27-3. Tennessee State defeats Gardner Webb 27-25. Alcorn over McNeese 17-3. SMU over Prairie View 69-0. Southern defeats Alabama A&M 20-10. Rice big over Texas Southern 59-7. Delta State over Mississippi Valley State 35-7. Texas State big over Jackson State 77-34. In earlier action, it was Miami over Bethune-Cookman 48-7. And then out of Tallahassee, the Rattlers are victorious. The Rattlers of Florida Agricultural and Mechanical University over West Florida 31-10. You definitely lose your breath. That's Black College Sports on the World, according to Drew. All right. We're just so excited about this Black College football starting up. The pageantry, we talk about it all the time. Doing various homecomings during this season, we'll make sure you have coverage in those areas and give you a spiel like we've always done in the past. Excuse me. Now, usually we just do Black College football. I want to comment on yesterday, the game between Colorado in Colorado State, Deion Sanders being the head coach. Of course, everybody's been following Coach Prime. I'm very upset that when you had an opportunity, you had two African-American coaches. Spotlight. Highlighted. In the microscope. However you want to do it. They were really in prime time. That they would have the exchanges that they had prior to the game, mainly the one from Colorado State. Now, if we're going to move forward, we have to show in leadership positions the utmost respect for each other as well. You know, the country probably despises Coach Prime, and that's well within their right. But after yesterday and the previous weeks, what can they say? He's a man like anybody else. He's going to sell his program. He's going to be Deion. But when they're doing things the way they did, try to create more mess than what it was, we just can't play into that. Do you think every time LSU play Alabama, they might talk a little mess, but they're cordial? They don't let words keep them from doing what they need to be doing. That's just a travesty. But when the dust settled last evening, the Buffaloes were victorious. And it was 43-35 over the Rams. Over the Rams of Colorado State. I'm just so glad that they were, that people are paying attention to the contributions that we're making in the league. In the league being college football. Remember, there's been some bad press on the coach at Michigan State. We remember the incident with Tyrone Willingham at Notre Dame. Notre Dame, they didn't say much about it. They got rid of Willingham. They brought in a coach that didn't even have a degree. He had lied, and they ended up dismissing him, but they still paid him. What a world that we're living in. What a world. And you wonder why people get upset. Again, we didn't ask to come over here. Nobody asked anybody to come. Nobody asked anybody to come over and give us a ride back. But you know what? We're here. We're so busy fighting ourselves that other people or nationalities are coming in and they're taking over. And they're not using guns and all of those things. They're getting economic clout. All businesses get the money. And we as consumers are allowing them to get stronger when we're getting weaker. And they're everywhere. And that's okay. You have the right to live wherever you are. But we need the country to give equality to everybody. Not just one, two, or three, but four, five, and six, and so on, need it as well. It is truly, truly a travesty in America. And what are we going to do about it? What will we do about it? And it's mind-boggling. And I apologize for the pause. But I was just thinking of a song that can summarize what has transpired lately, whether it's in Austin, Texas, Atlanta, Georgia, Washington, D.C. I want you to hear the message through this song by Anthony Hamilton. People, you have to let go of whatever you're hanging on to, because this country was built, a lot of our ancestors, responsible for the migration from the east to the west. And some folks just can't let go of the old times of wanting that. Like anything, time, yesterday is gone. We can't do anything about that. And tomorrow's not even here. Why don't we enjoy today and anticipate how beautiful tomorrow will be? You just can't let go.
No matter what the people say, I can't let go. I can't let go. No, no. Oh. Why must they try to tear down the house when they know it's made from love and they can never stand in our way? We made a vow to love through it all, we are one. And no one has the right to tear my love down. No mistakes. when he sheltered me with your heart. There's no safer place than to be in love, and here I will stand. And there ain't gonna never, ever leave you.
No matter what the people say, I'm gonna love you anyway.
No matter what the people say,
even if we fuss about it,
even if we fuss,
we get it right.
You want
my life, I can't let go. Even if we disagree,
even if we disagree.
You know, I wanted to play that song, and I know it's More Love, but you know, we're going to pick that song and pick the lyrics out of it. You know, no matter what the people say, I can't let go. And you know, that's how we are with this country. This country has not treated us well collectively over the years, but we're still in here fighting, still trying to make a living, trying to raise our kids, trying to make our community stronger, and we just can't let go. You know, you look at the government, you look at the state of Florida, what's going on down there, and say, no matter what the people say, I can't let go. I can't let go, no, no, oh. Why must they tear down this house when it's made, when we know it's made from love? And they could never stand in our way. We made a vow to love through it all. We are one. And, you know, you listen to those lyrics that were put down so eloquently by Anthony Hamilton. That is a song that is very reflective of what our lives are about today. You know, we have loved this country through it all. We've tried to stand as one. All right? Paraphrasing to let you know how close this cat hit this nail on the head. And no one has the right to tear our love down. We love this country. This is home. This is the only home we've known this past four or five generations. And for DeSantis to say, you are pulling these books out of our classrooms. What is it? What is in your mind? What are in the mind of Floridians? People are pulling money out, not going to Florida as much. The sad thing about it, that is my home state, my birth state. Everybody don't think like that. But when the mouthpiece is out there talking about woke, are you afraid that your kids are going to find out how people treated black folks? What are you going to do when somebody comes to dinner? Are you going to be like Spencer Tracy? And if folks, if you look at it, Wheezy Jefferson was the maid for Spencer Tracy when Sidney Poitier came over to visit his girlfriend, a future wife. a lot of contributions have been made by those of color. That is what makes this fabric of Americana so special, because there's so many different interwoven pieces that make the red, white, and blue shine the way it has for years. You love us when it comes to Olympics and we're winning medals. You strip some people, like the young lady a few years ago, out of Dallas. But when we win, oh, we're so patriotic. But why aren't we patriotic on the days that we're not having Olympics, or the days we're not having football or basketball? People feel differently about baseball. We don't even get our kids into playing baseball. It's too hot. I tell you this, it's hot on both sides of the field. So that's something that we need to make sure that we do. All right, we got a neighborhood caller in this. Good morning, Dr. Rodriguez.
Good morning.
Good.
Sorry,
got
I'm
worried
so late.
About you a little bit.
Yeah, I was late getting on because I was on my cell phone, and my cell phone wasn't letting me do anything.
Okay. Well, you know what? It's technology is something else. We're having some issues on this side, but I'm like a good old Timex watch. I take a licking, and I keep on ticking. So, well, good morning, and welcome on this beautiful Sunday morning, 17th day of September. I tell you, as we get older, these days go by faster and faster.
Yeah, I guess they do.
All right. And, folks, we're going to go over some things. Dr. Rodriguez has been very helpful in giving us some good health and health-conscious alternatives. But, again, anything that we say, we want you to, you know, check with your physician to make sure. We don't want, you know, the liability of you saying to get off this pill or get off that pill to do this. No, we want you all to make better choices, to aid things. And I'm going to add a little something today. I'm still trying to figure it out. Take it over, Dr. Rodriguez.
Okay, well, last week I did copper. So this week I want to do monatomic gold. Now, monatomic gold, I didn't say colloidal gold, I said monatomic gold. It's a powerful electrical conductor that's been known to help with physical and mental energy, balancing and calming. Gold helps the truer you come out from within. It isn't affected by oxygen or moisture, so it doesn't tarnish or corrode. Therefore, it's used in surgery to repair blood vessels, bones, membranes, and nerves. It is widely used in restorative dental surgery and applications such as bridges and crowns. Gold is understood to be a superconductor. It allows the emotions and energy to flow through the body. It strengthens the aura, helping the user develop keen insight. And it's even been known to heighten psychic abilities. The conductive properties also allow subconscious worries to rise to the surface, helping the user better understand their negative energy and then overcoming it. It's used to treat mental health and nervous disorders such as depression, epilepsy, and migraine headaches, as well as increasing concentration and awareness. It works with the pituitary gland to increase hormone production, and it reinvigorates the body. What this means is it's great for the skin, the hair, and other parts that have been ravaged by aging, as well as works to increase red blood cell production. It's anti-inflammatory, well known for its use in rheumatoid arthritis treatment and in similar applications. It's used in some forms of cancer treatment, and it has a known ability to increase semen production.
Why'd you laugh at that?
Oh, because I was, when I wrote all this stuff up, I was showing my oldest son, and he said he didn't need to increase his semen production. So he refused to get any monatomic gold.
Well, I'm laugh with you on that one. Okay. But look, let me ask you this. You were saying of all the things, it could work pituitary gland, you know, like with hair and skin and concentration and rheumatoid. You know, there's so many people that's suffering from rheumatoid. Sometimes I think that that's a generalized grouping that a lot of people, if it's could be bad arthritis, because they're very similar, mm-hmm. some of the symptoms that people are quick to say rheumatoid now. So you're saying that this monotonic goal can help what in there to reduce the pain and hurting?
Yeah, if you're taking copper or you're wearing a copper bracelet, then, you know, yes, sir.
Okay. Okay. Because I know that RA is really spreading. The diagnosis of it is really getting to a point where a lot of people may have arthritis and they're being grouped into that RA category.
Mm-hmm.
And I know some of you that are listening may have RA or rheumatoid arthritis. Here's something that you may try, but again, check with your physician. All right? We don't want you to just take this and get off your medication. No, no, no. Check, folks. Do some reading because you're at the point where you can make logical decisions for yourself. But we're trying to help you, give you something to select from, give you a pool, so to speak, of items that may help you as well.
Think of
is
it
that
as
a disclaimer? Go ahead.
Yeah, I said think of that as a natural alternative. This is what our ancestors were using. Yeah, it's like our ancestors were using natural things. And at one time we had different minerals in our soil that we would get from our vegetables and get from our vegetables. But now it's our soil is like really, really depleted. And like even with my little garden that I'll grow my plants on, once a week, I put in trace minerals.
Okay.
So I'm trying. And then, like, along with my gold, I take everything in the morning. I take gold and silver. I take iridium, rhodium, indium. I take a lot of stuff in the morning. I'm trying to put all the, I call them electrolytes. I try to put everything back in my body.
Okay.
And it's working pretty good. Drinking Gatorade
won't put all the electrolytes back.
It won't put any of them back.
As they say.
Remember what I was in Gatorade?
Huh?
I said, remember what I told you was in Gatorade? Like when we did a talk about Gatorade.
Mm-hmm.
So it has some
people. Gatorade is one, but I tell you what, I've stopped is some of that with the Mountain Dews and the, what's the equivalent to that, Mellow Yellow?
Oh, yeah. All of that has a chemical in it that's not good. And it's like Gatorade and Mellow Yellow, all of that stuff is banned overseas. You won't see it when you go overseas.
But if you look on the sideline of every ball game, guess what they have on the side?
Gatorade.
Gatorade.
And, like, on my way to work, as I'm going past, I call them hood stores, they're like little convenience stores. Yeah, it's a big Gatorade truck just sitting right outside getting ready to fill it up.
And guess who owns Gatorade now?
Who owns it?
PepsiCo.
Okay.
It used to be connected like with General Mills and some other little food company. And food and beverages, of course, they go together. But now, mm-hmm. for the sake of sales, Frito-Lay has it under their belt.
Oh,
and they're
Frito-Lay.
Doing Now, this is what I heard. I'm going to let you get back to what you're doing, is that beverages that reach our stores and our neighborhoods, some of them are being redated.
Oh, I remember you saying that.
For expiration. Redated. Because they did not make it on the other side. Let's give it another shot. We know they will buy. Now, we've always been consumers, but we have not been the most informed consumers. And that's what we're trying to give you folks the opportunity when you listen to the show to take it and put it in your lives. And let's make a difference in not only in our lives, but the lives that we come in contact with. It is something. So read up. And we understand your doctor. Dr. Jones has been your doctor since you was a baby.
Mm.
And I hope that he give you adult doses and not pediatric doses at this point. But, you know, just read up. I'm not saying to question your physician. But the thing is, try to at least understand that understand everything that you're ingesting, how it works. It's all right down the internet. It's so scary that you, all it takes is a click to get the response that you need. So, folks, please, please. Go ahead, Dr. Rodriguez. Sorry to cut you off. I just had to pay the bills.
Oh, no problem. I'm going to save silver for, like, next week. But back to what you were saying earlier, I had a discussion with a medical student whose parents are from Mexico. He was telling me that when they got here, they were considered Mexican-Americans. He said, but the next generation, which is him, he said on his driver's license, he was considered white. And I said,
wow.
Yeah, that sounds about right. And then this Filipino nurse that just started working with us, she was saying the same thing. It was like her parents were considered, well, her mother anyway, her mother was considered Filipino-American, but she's the next generation, so she's considered white also. So he was asking me why African-Americans, generation after generation after generation, are still considered African-Americans. So, you know, I couldn't answer that.
Well, he didn't tell the right person. Well, in some of it, let me try to explain it the best I can. And again, folks, everything that we're telling you, we want you to research it as well and get your opinion. But these are the opinions of Dr. Rodriguez and myself and not reflective of the management of the organization. However, they entrust us to be ethically online, ethically in line with the principles of what they have going as far as this station or this podcast is hoping for. But again, it's just, and you said about why we still calling ourselves African American. And I pretty much feel, and I'll speak for myself, is that we have a connection. Okay. I'm sorry, I had to laugh. I got a text. we identify ourselves as African American because we are still connecting ourselves. And let me get real old-fashioned, from whence we come or whence we came. When we came over from the west coast of Africa over. So we're trying to maintain our heritage and bring it with us into the 22nd, since this is 2021, which is 21st century that we're approaching. We may not get to 2100, and we may not get there with you, but at least we're trying to preserve the ancestry links that we've had over the years. Because, again, so many people have tried to water it down. Every so often, Dr. Rodriguez, we've been black, We've been black with non-Hispanic descent. We've been Negroes. We've been African Americans. Who knows what the future holds?
Well, what he was saying is because he does a lot of research, and when they go to, you know, fill out forms and everything, he would just, you know, he mentioned that you have a choice of black, white, and other. And so he was just wondering. And I said, well, when it says white, I said, does it give you the option of saying of Latino descent? And he said, no.
Right. Or in this case, Hispanic. Latino, Hispanic, you know, and some of our brothers and sisters from our Latin American countries, they're really serious about the tag. You know, if they're from Mexico, they want to be, you know, associated with it. If they're from South America, they want to be associated with it. And it's funny how we are. We say African-American. Some of us don't even want to associate, you know, where from whence we've come to this country, which is very unfortunate because who was that? Cameo had a song called The Skin I'm In. So that doesn't lie. And and we look at the melanin that we have in our bodies, that we have, and you, it's visible. Some have less than others, you know, and that would be those who are light-skinned. And so, you know, and I definitely, I have just a few more drops than maybe Cheryl in my skin tone there. Just a few drops, Cheryl. But again, it's just the association. We were brought here. We didn't ask to come. A lot of the other nationalities that are here in this country came on their own free will. It might have been some duress in their maybe a native land, but they're here. We were not on a joyride like they were in Montgomery, Alabama. Okay. We were on a mission. They had brought us right on in, not knowing where we were going to land, but they were just happy to be off the boat.
Well, I got my African ancestry kit that I haven't done anything with, so I guess I'll do that next week. I'm going to see what my African ancestry is.
Okay. Yeah, I definitely. Look, let me know what you find out as well.
Okay.
Yeah, but for those who are listening, I'm Andrew Wiggum. I'm live from Studio A this morning. My guest is Dr. Rodriguez, giving us some helpful hints about monotonic gold. You know, it works. A lot of things that we could add it to. We talked about rheumatoid arthritis. Have a lot of friends, and I'm glad you brought that up because I will mention that to them about the monotonic goal. As a matter of fact, when we get through talking, I am going to reach out to them about it. So do you have anything else you want to talk about from this? We have about 8 minutes.
Okay, back in Babylon, they did a lot of things we don't do now. They had something called Mayat, it's like a circulation. It's like you hold copper in one hand and you hold zinc rod in another one. And it actually is supposed to balance the electrical charges in your body. The right side of your body that you have your copper rod in is supposed to be like positive. And the left side with your zinc rod is supposed to be negative. And it just helps the flow. And then also, as far as the monatomic gold, they were using that as an elixir of life. It was like monatomic gold and colloidal silver that they mixed together.
Okay.
That's just the stuff off the top of my head.
All right. Well, we appreciate that. You know, we're rich people, and we know how to make it work. We, you know, we we get things from the rooter to the tutor. As John, as my man John Spoon used to say, Witherspoon, that is, but we call him John Spoon. He, from the rooter to the tutor. So the monotone goal, folks, I mean, things are, we have been using so many things over the years, more than you could even imagine. And just hearing this is one particular way. I was told that we don't give any disclaimers, but we want to make sure because my money's tied up and I ain't trying to give nobody no money right now. Truly that. But I want to do this. As, we thank you, as always, for contributing. Did you get a chance to see the game last night?
I did not.
With Colorado State.
I did not, but I'll look up the highlights today.
Okay, well, I won't spoil it for you much. great game. You know, you just try to pull for the underdog. I still, in this world, we all have been, been in a situation that's very similar to what Deion Sanders is in right now. They think that just because you play the game, I think those who play the game know the game, know what it takes. Yes, they are exceptional athletes. Can you imagine how many youth football teams are in Dallas and throughout the world? How many of those kids, and I'm sure there's an attrition rate, if you have 50 kids playing at the Pee Wee League, it might be 40 the next year, 30, so on, 20, 10, all the way down to one or two. But that's one or two coming from every direction that give you the 45 guys on the team. And I was a little disturbed that the coaches, both were African-American, that they would have the dialogue that was put out by the press that they were, you know, exchanging. Deion took the high road, but the guy kept saying things about Deion. You didn't say not one negative thing about the coaching aspect of it. You talked about shades and hats, that he wear his shades. And I wish I could be the person talking with Deion and tell him, you know, they hated Jesus Christ. And what you're trying to do is change the lives of those young men that you come in contact with. It is an uproar, a positive uproar on the campus of University of Colorado. Three straight victories.
All right.
And by the way, they only won one game, if I'm not mistaken, or no more than three last year. And they've already surpassed that or tied it.
So does he still have what he got here?
Go ahead, huh?
I said, does he still have his football league out here in Dallas that he used to have?
No. They ended up being connected with the school, and they continued on the truth. Then he went to Cedar Hill Christian, Trinity Christian in Cedar Hill.
And then
he went to Jackson State, and now he's at Colorado. So there are a lot of different things. Huh?
Is he, like, following his son? Not following him, but, you know, like, bringing his son up?
Somewhat. He want to make sure that the kids are getting what they need, you know, as far as their upbringing in the game of football.
Okay.
And I'm telling you, one of the greatest feelings in the world is being able to coach your child. You try not to show favoritism, but you might be the biggest cheerleader that they have.
Yeah, I know. He used to love to cheer his son on when he was little.
Oh, yeah. And there even was a very touching moment where Coach Prime became Daddy Prime or Deion Sanders. His son got belted pretty good, had a little blood in his mouth. He took his sleeve and wiped the blood. So there are some moments you want to be a tough cuss, we call it, as a coach. with your children, as well as it sets a precedence in front of the other players that not only you're the coach, but you're also a dad, but, you know, that's going to show eventually. And the support, they're drawing all kind of people there at their games. So the hip-hop community is pretty much there because they're the young folks of today. But remember, Dion was a part of MC Hammer. They did Too Legit to Quit and Must Be the Money. Too Legit to Quit was MC Hammer's song. But Dion had a song, It Must Be the Money. So if you get a chance, Google that, and you'll see him in the old days with the Jerry Curl and everything associated with it. But we want to thank you so much as we get closer to the top of the hour. I thank you as always. I am forever grateful for what you brought to us today with the monotonic goal and then your contribution all the way. We got great things coming to you in the future, so just stand back and let it come. And it's been a fantastic day, folks, here on September 17th. Thank you for listening to The World According to Drew. I'll be back next week. You know we always cover black college football, and we want you the only place. You won't get it on Channel 4 locally or 8 or 11. You'll get it right here every Sunday morning, and we want you to know that. On behalf of Cheryl Smith and the whole team, Dr. Rodriguez, we thank you again. I'm Andrew Wiggum. I'll see you next week. Same time, same bad channel. With this new internet, it got a little better, but I think it might be the computer that is going down, but we'll fix this. Continue to pray. It is Sunday morning. You pray every day, not just Sunday morning. And remember, do what you say and say what you do. And put it any kind of way you want to. Be true to yourself. Because when you're true to yourself, you're true to others. I'm out. Peace.